This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We'll look around the league coming up at 8:35, the Tuesday touchdown. Talk about the big free agent headlines, quarterbacks, pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
And so, I asked the question, who are you willing to part ways with? Because at some point, you're going to not be able to pay some of the good players that you have drafted. And on Twitch, they're already talking about it. This is the problem with drafting so well. Good players are more expensive. You are correct. And so when those good players become more expensive, who are the ones, if you want to go out and get Trey Hendrickson, because you're not going to have to give up a lot of draft capital, but you will lose somebody that you have drafted.
I'm just really curious how this is going to play out this offseason, because they have a ton of cap space that's going to go away very quickly, right? They were 10th most salary coming into this offseason. They saved money with Davenport versus Zadarius, right?
Yep.
They saved money, DJ Reed versus Carlton Davis. And you may think it's an improvement, but my point is slight, maybe a wash. Are we saving money or are we getting better? What's the plan on the D line? Brad can say they've invested in it heavily. They need to invest in it more, would be my contention. You look at what the Eagles have done. You talk about the quarterbacks on the schedule. This season, the quarterbacks you'll need to beat to win the Super Bowl. Trey Hendrickson is available. You called on Myles Garrett. Go land the guy who led the league in sacks over the last two seasons and is actually available. Now, John, to your point, we don't operate in a video game. You may have to lose a guy or two down the road. My point is that's inevitable. There are windows, despite what Brad Holmes contends. The league is designed to tear down good teams and prop up bad teams. It's a draft. It's a salary cap sport. You don't keep everybody forever. While you have them all, I'd add Hendrickson now. Who do I lose in 2 years? I'd be willing to lose. I'm not excited to lose. I'd be willing to lose Laporta. I'd be willing to lose J-Mo. I'd be willing to lose, and I don't love it, Kirby Joseph. I got to offer up something. I'll play the game, John. I understand. But I'd get all of them for the next two seasons, and I'd go win the Super Bowl, as opposed to trying to win my third Super Bowl before I've won my first Super Bowl. I love what the Lions have done. If there was any dissension, it would be this. I think they're very patient. I think they love their own. I don't think they're showing enough urgency thus far.
So I think there's a couple of formulas for working around it. If you are going out and trading for Trey Hendrickson and signing him to an extension, you're going to do the same thing with Aiden Hutchinson. Without the trade, you're going to sign him to an extension. And I think it's going to come at a cost. I think the cost is going to be too high, so I don't ultimately think it's going to happen. But let's just play this mythical game. And Kirby Joseph, thank you, bye-bye. David Montgomery, thank you, bye-bye. J-Mo, thank you, goodbye.
What about
I'm not willing to lose Sam Laporta. Now, the issue is going to be timing. The issue is, for me, Jack Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got Derek Barnes, and I don't know what Anzalone's going to be doing after, you know, this year, because his contract is up after this year, but I would rather have two stud defensive ends versus a stud linebacker. Now, if you pick up his fifth-year option, he's not available. He's still on the books for 27.
Yeah.
But what would he draw in a trade? Can you get some draft capital and replenish things through the draft while selling some of your you've done a great job of drafting.
You're
now,
right.
Now use them as chips to sell.
Well, and that's the other thing. Replenishing. Where are you going to have some savings down the road? Can I get a cheaper version of Taylor Decker over the next 2 and 3 seasons? Can I get a cheaper center? I don't know if you could replace Frank. My point, though, is if you draft those guys this year and next year, and they're ready, when those guys get phased out due to just the brutality of the sport, now I'm saving on the offensive line, too.
Sure, if you want to gamble on that one, that'd be fine. See how that works out.
I'm not saying you're...
With a dead quarterback.
I mean, that's the big...
He just had me kill Jared Goff live on the air.
Yes. I mean, I think that's what you've been after for the last 3 years.
Like you said, water the garden. They better start watering it. Yeah. The last thing they need to do is mess with the offensive line. I will say this. In terms of taking a pay cut or redoing deals, it's a little dangerous time to be thinking that when this outrageous money's getting spent out there. Like, if I'm a player sitting there, and especially a Decker who's not got many more years to make money, the last thing I'm doing is taking a pay cut. Remember, these guys are out for themselves, too. I know he wants to win. I'm not saying anything selfish about him whatsoever. That's just a human mindset. I would say, you know, when you sit here and have these conversations, and I felt this way at the time, too, and I'll give Mike credit in the afternoon for it. Why did you have to extend McNeil now when they did it? Because you have somewhat tied your hands. And I felt the same way about Montgomery at the time. Like, you have in hindsight now, you have flexibility. Yeah, you're taking care of your guys, making everybody feel good and stuff. But you didn't need to do that then.
Yeah, but some of these contracts, like Montgomery, you can get out after the 26th year, and you're not going to have a whole lot of dead cap space. The Aleem McNeil contract, to me, for what you're getting, is it's a well-structured contract. And that's one where, again, some of these guys that you've re-signed, you've done it to pay them early so that you can extend them. Because this is not going to be the last contract that Aleem McNeil has here. There's going to be a reworked deal. Same with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, I think there's an expiration date for receivers. There's certainly an expiration date for running backs. I see it differently for offensive linemen, defensive linemen. They typically play longer and have longer careers. So Penei Sewell, it's not the last extension he's going to get a reworked deal.
We will strongly disagree on this, but I would move Laporta if you could get Hendrickson in a heartbeat.
It's not a one-for-one swap.
I never said that. I couldn't finish my sentence.
Okay. Let's finish your sentence.
I'll let you finish, but let's also clarify. Laporta would be leaving in 2 years. You'd get both of them for 2 years. It's just you wouldn't be able to extend Laporta once you've paid Hendrickson. I would do that.
There would be a pick in with it. It would probably be a third or lower, I would say.
Or lower.
Probably a fourth is kind of where I was starting at. I think that's the most replaceable person. And you know what? Jared, you can't have everything you want. Seriously. You can't. I mean, they've got Wright under contract for a couple years here. Remember, they did that last offseason when they matched the Niners. Yeah. So that is the guy I would easily move, because I would want to. I think if Arnold becomes a number one, I really, really like their secondary. Mm-hmm. I think that can be something that can slow down other offenses. And if you're getting Hendrickson, so you've got a good back end and a good front end. I mean, this team takes on a different look as who they are.
The point is, it's really going to hurt when it happens, because there's a lot of people that don't want to see Laporta go anywhere. There's a lot of people that don't want to see Jack Campbell go anywhere. Laporta makes more sense in terms of timing because he doesn't have that fifth year.
Yeah.
He was a second round pick. Jack Campbell does, but it also makes him a little bit more marketable.
I just want one more point on Laporta. Remember who you're trading him to. You're giving Joe Burrow a toy that's on a rookie deal.
Oh, you're saying, okay. I'm not trading Sam Laporta for Hendrickson. I'm
not at all.
I'm loading up for the 2025 season with both.
I'm sending them number 60 for Trey Hendrickson. Yeah, player to be added.
And the cost, to John's point, is you can't keep everybody. I may lose Sam Laporta down the line because I can't extend him, but in the pursuit of a Super Bowl for the next 2 seasons, I think that's worth the trade-off. But you guys let us know. Angelo in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Not much. How's it going?
Not bad. I was just calling just to say, Brad Holmes, I don't know why he's not addressing the D-line. Like, the D-line, the pass rush, wins you big games. Like, that's how you get to the big games, and they're just not addressing that. You can have a good secondary, but if the quarterback's got all day to throw, I mean, what's that going to do?
Well, right, and they needed to address the secondary if they were losing Carlton Davis, and I think they did a good job addressing the secondary without him by adding DJ Reed. I mean, the point, though, is that that just kind of keeps you the status quo, and that's why we looked at Khalil Mack. Oops, he's off the board. You know what I mean? Like, start going up and down the list. Well, Bosa was available, but it sounds like he's going to go to the Bay Area. Lions aren't really linked to him. Josh Sweat. For a half second when Twitter was working yesterday, there was chatter about him ending up in Detroit. Now he goes to Arizona. Go up and down the list. I mean, the pass rushers, the premium guys are drying up.
And I think, I just saw it on Twitter, I mean on Twitch, but yeah, two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen has reached an agreement with the Minnesota Vikings on a three-year, $60 million contract. So we haven't even touched on this in regards to in division. Who is getting better, and who is there anybody that is taking a step that is putting them in front of where the Lions are?
So the Bears have remade the interior three of their offensive line this offseason. Mm-hmm. The Packers just paid a lot of money to a guard yesterday, but trying to reinforce the O-line. Are the Lions' defense, do we have enough on the defensive line right now to combat in division, let alone for the Super Bowl? I think these are fair questions. 248-539-9797. We got phone calls, we got ticket texts, and we will go around the NFL at 8:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, this week on FanDuel, they're bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about any tournament, whether it's conference tournament or the NCAA tournament, is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. Right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you're going to land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to take a shot at the long shot. Some of those scrappy teams and the ones that just simply won't go away. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is easy to use. And when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, and we know, anything can happen in March. Must be 21 or over in present Michigan. Opt-in required. Wager of at least +100 odds required. Bonus issued as now in travel profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, he needed a goal in the worst way. It's Dylan Larkin, Ken Cal on the call. We'll talk some Wings in the 9 o'clock hour. They lost their sixth straight last night. John, we have some updated breaking free agency news in the NFL. The latest round of deals from this morning. The Giants are giving Javon Holland a 3-year, $45 million deal. $30 million guaranteed.
Where was any of that money when they wanted to keep Saquon?
Two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen has reached an agreement with the Vikings, 3 years, $60 million, and a move involving the Lions. Ife Melifonwu has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Dolphins.
Hey, best of luck. Thank you for your service, even though it was very limited.
The Lions have made one significant move so far, DJ Reed, to replace Carlton Davis. You can make the case it's an upgrade. You can make the case it's a bit of a wash. He's healthier. That's good, right? He's played 12 more games than Carlton Davis over the last four seasons. He can play man coverage, grades out well. You're going to have some handsy PI calls, but I think Dan Campbell's okay with it if it comes with tight coverage, which is what DJ Reed provided for New York.
Yeah. It's less of an investment. It's a guy, same age, but has been available more than Carlton Davis was. And so I think it's a win. And it's not a win because you're getting a better player. I think you're getting a comparable player with some upside, some downside in terms of the penalties. But you're also getting a guy for just a comparable player for less money.
So they save a couple bucks at corner. They bring back Davenport and release Za'Darius Smith. They save a couple bucks at defensive end. Savings? Cool. Improving? TBD.
Hey, man, you see the price of eggs these days?
I know. Thanks, Greg. But the goal this offseason is to improve, not save money, right? They have a lot of cap space for this offseason. It's going to go quick starting next year. But they had an opportunity and still do to use that cap space this year to bolster this roster. If it's just we're better because we're healthier, other teams are getting better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. With every signing comes a cost. And yeah, there is availability there. And if I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's an awful decision if they go sign Trey Hendrickson. They trade for him, and it doesn't include any players. It's just a late second, which is what the Lions would have to give up because their late third's not going to be enough. So it's a late second. It's number 60 overall for Trey Hendrickson. The issue will become the contract extension. And again, if you want to pay him and Hutch, I mean, you're going to have, what, $80 million wrapped up in two edge defenders?
And then another 50-plus in your quarterback. And you've paid your left tackle and your number one receiver north of 30.
You do know that you have to have 22, actually, to play the game.
Well, and we learned last year you need 53.
Hutch isn't going to go both ways.
No, I know.
Neither is Jared Goff.
No, you'd have some casualties along the way. So fine. Ticket textures, they don't think the Hendrickson thing is real, feasible, financial. Great. Khalil Mack was a 1-year deal. He's no longer available. Tell me who the edge guy is. Because they do need to address that position still. It's not enough to say Marcus Davenport will simply be healthy. The track record doesn't suggest that that's going to happen.
And I'll say this, and I'm the Smarm alarm is only for hockey right now, right?
No, you could use it for this.
Oh, okay.
You have something you want to...
All right, well, you do know there's a draft, right?
Oh, Yes, and I hope they draft an edge player in one of the first two rounds or a defensive lineman in one of the first two rounds.
In a smarmy way because, yes, we all realize that there's a draft. They're picking number 28. They have 60. We go down the list. You're not going to get a Trey Hendrickson player at 28.
No, you're not.
In 3 or 4 years, if you're lucky, you may develop a guy into somewhere close to Trey Hendrickson.
Or they end up as Josh Pascal or Levi Onwuzurike.
And there's a huge measure unknown of luck in that.
Yeah, and I would also stress, and you know this, John, Brad Holmes is not going to draft a position he needs at 28. If it works out that way, great.
Mm-hmm.
But if the best player at 28 is a wide receiver, you're after a wide receiver.
Yeah, but you could also manufacture that. We knew they needed a corner. And Terrion Arnold wasn't going to be there when they drafted, so they traded up for him.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jahmyr Gibbs is a guy that they traded for,
mm-hmm.
and they took him ahead of where anybody else was, but they were surprised that he was available. So if there's a guy available at 22, don't be surprised to see Brad Holmes go up and get him of a position of need, but at that time, he could classify it as the best available.
Jake in Southfield, want to take this call because you're right in the thick of this conversation, the point you want to make. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys. So urgency is a punishing word. I hate hearing it because it's such a good team we have. And I really want to ask the question of, you know, you're right. Do we need to get better in the offseason? I guess that always is the goal. But the question is, do you think we were Super Bowl capable last year if we had our health? So you see DJ Reed come in, and I say yes to that too. So you see DJ Reed come in and go, oh, it's a wash. Oh, I don't think it's a wash. I think we're going to get better because we're healthier and we save some money. We see us re-sign Marcus Davenport. I don't think that's a wash. You'll hope he's healthy. If not, you lost $1.5 million. Big whoop, you know. So I hear what you're saying, but yeah, the smarm is correct. I think we have a draft. I don't want to give up a second-round player. I definitely don't want to give up guys like Sam Laporta, which is one of the hardest positions to play when you have a free safety that's one of the easiest positions to play. Respectfully, I love Kirby, have a jersey, but it's right. Thank you. Goodbye. Appreciate it. Iffy, gone. Frank is gone. Taylor will be there for a few more years, but David Montgomery's gone. Like, those are the guys that are going to end up leaving. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was the fact that we're not looking at the defensive line. Man, we got a Lee McNeil, Aiden Hutchinson, DJ Reader, and he signed Marcus Davenport, and all the appointments are taking in the offseason. It's a majority in edge rushers. It's like, we're doing a lot of good things right now. I don't want to make some big move and lose picks and lose Sam Laporta, lose Jahmyr Gibbs, lose players like that.
Well, those would be teams. First of all, I don't want to lose those guys either. And I think those would be a couple years down the line in pursuit of a Super Bowl today. That's the question you have to answer is, are you willing to, he doesn't like the word urgency, take a couple chances. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This is a cool story. A shipwreck discovered in Lake Superior.
Oh, yeah, like 150-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah,
132.
Oh.
So not quite 150, yep. But after 132 years, the final resting place of this ship, the Western Reserve, a 300-foot steel steamer discovered roughly 60 miles northwest of Whitefish Point in
Ironsides.
Lake Superior. Pretty darn cool. It was discovered during the summer of 2024 using marine sonic technology. There was a team looking for it for about 2 years. So they
finally found it
pretty quickly.
Good for
them. And it's really cool because, of course, every shipwreck has a story, right? And there was only one survivor that lived to tell the tale of this Western Reserve.
And gold doubloons on there?
I don't think so. It was a really up-and-coming ship. It was like one of the first vessels on the Great Lakes made entirely of steel, and it was supposed to be really, really safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they got into some rough water, and they dropped anchor to kind of like hold off for a little while, and I guess once they started on, strong wind got them, took the ship down. Now, everyone on the boat got into two lifeboats. Almost immediately, one lifeboat capsized.
Gone.
So everybody on there, you know, was hoping that they could get on the second lifeboat, but I think only two people got onto the second lifeboat. And then they were on this lifeboat for about 10 hours.
Oh, boy.
They saw another ship, couldn't get their attention. They were about a mile from shore. Thought, oh, my gosh, we're almost there.
Yeah.
And then it overturned.
Oh, no.
And only one person lived to tell the tale. In total, 27 people were killed. I mean, but... That's part of the history. Yeah, I mean, every shipwreck has its story. With summer travel, the season right here, basically, I mean, a few months away, Spirit Airlines has announced that 6 nonstop routes will be added departing from Metro Detroit. So starting on May 8th, Baltimore, Charlotte, Memphis, Raleigh-Durham will be available destinations from DTW. Then the next day, May 9th, we'll have Pensacola and San Antonio will also be available. And they say they will offer flights to each destination multiple times a week with 4 flights weekly to Baltimore, Charlotte, and Memphis. And they say you can already go online and start booking flights through spirit.com.
This to me reads more as in the summer, like I don't want to go south. It's all of those destinations can come directly to Detroit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the return flight is
there,
right?
That's how that works.
But maybe you got family, John, and you just want a quick flight. Okay.
Again, family can come here in the summer. I'm not going south in the summer.
All right.
It's really hot down there.
All right. The owner of the facility that operated that hyperbaric chamber that exploded and killed that teeny little 5-year-old boy has been arrested along with others from the facility. Tammy Peterson, she was the owner, was taken into custody at her home on Monday morning. She's apparently facing second-degree murder charges. 3 other people at the facility, the Oxford Center, were also arrested, being charged, I believe, with the same things, the same charges. One person is being charged with falsifying medical documents. They're being arraigned today, so we'll know more detail about who specifically these other people are or exactly what charges they're facing. The Oxford Center did issue a statement. They call the timing of these charges surprising. You know, they did say that, you know, we've been cooperating fully with everything and we're surprised there's charges already because the typical protocol hasn't been completed. So they thought they'd at least get through all of that before charges were filed. But here they were. They were. So we'll find out more after today's arraignment. A Florida television station was rocked by a tornado on Monday, right in the middle of a weather broadcast about the possibility of a tornado. And the meteorologist, Brooks Garner, was giving an update of the severe weather when he noticed on their weather map that, oh my goodness, it's coming right here. Towards us. And instead of going and trying to find shelter himself, he continued his broadcast.
Jeez.
We have debris.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, no kidding.
But thankfully everyone there, and it sounds like everyone in general, was okay.
Heather with the news. Tuesday Touchdown next, 97.1. Red Wing head coach Todd McClellan. We'll get to it top of the hour, 9:02. Simple question involving our hockey team. Might not like the answer. The Lions, free agency. It's underway. We're a day in. DJ Reed's the move. Him versus Carlton Davis. John, upgrade? The same? Similar?
As a player, similar. Upgrade because you're not paying as much as Carlton Davis got paid. And to me, it's an upgrade because he's just been more available. Now, there's no guarantee that he's available for 15, 16, 17 games next year. That's the risk that you always run when you sign anybody or when you have any player that plays this game. But the track record states that he is more durable than Carlton Davis. And whether it's at the end of the year when you need him the most, he has been available. That to me, availability goes along with the skill set of being able to cover man-to-man and being able to support the run, things that DJ Reed does really well, Carlton Davis did as well. Now, the question is going to be, Carlton Davis was CB1.
Uh-huh.
What does it look like this year? I think DJ Reed comes in as CB1, but there's a transition throughout the course of the year where it needs to be Tyrion Arnold.
Ideally, yes. With Carlton Davis, you had a little more size, you had scheme familiarity, right? And he was better than I thought he was going to be.
Scheme familiarity, he was in it for 1 year?
My point is you'd be returning a player who had played in this defense with these guys, in this culture. You lose that. The side of the ledger for DJ Reed, he's played 60 games the last 4 years. Carlton Davis had only played 48. Stylistically, They both are unafraid in man coverage to play a physical, leave him on an island brand of football. The Jets play a little more zone late in the year, but DJ Reed can play the man coverage that they're going to need their number one corner to play. I've seen people point out the pass interference. He led the league in pass interference calls.
Well, he Nobody was likes tied that. The lead.
Who is he tied with, John?
Terrion Arnold.
Yeah. Nobody likes hearing that. I think this is an area that the Lions coaching staff is okay with. Nobody likes pass interference calls, but I think they want players who play physical enough that aggressive. They may occasionally get called for it. Now, the difference is Terrion Arnold was clutching and grabbing and not playing a high level of coverage. DJ Reed has done that. And if you can get them both playing that way,
yes,
that's when you really unlock this secondary.
Not so handsy.
Sure.
Or at least not handsy at the wrong time.
Yeah.
When I say there needs to be a transition, Terrion Arnold was drafted as CB1. He played more man coverage than any other rookie, so he's got experience. He's got film. He's got the ability to go back and be coached up on this is what I can do, what I can't do. Here's what I have to do, you know, the first two steps so that when I'm down the field, I'm in a better position and I can make a play on the ball without getting called for PI. All of those things I expect Terrion Arnold to be better at the beginning of the year. By the time you get to mid-year, end of the year, I expect him to be CB1 and DJ Reed to go back to his role that he had with the Jets, and that's CB2 because he was opposite Sauce Gardner.
To me, that feels a little glass half full.
I'm sunshine and rainbows.
I am of the belief that their number one corner all season will be DJ Reed, and I would hope to be pleasantly surprised in the world where Terrion Arnold blossoms in year two, but I thought it would have been silly for them to bank on Terrion being the CB1 this season, which is why adding DJ Reed.
They hedged their bet.
Yeah, which I thought was smart, and I thought this is a really good pivot for Brad Holmes. I like the DJ Reed move. I think it's a comparable move to Carlton Davis that, again, you can split hairs if you prefer it. That's fine. Maybe Brad even prefers it. We know he definitely does with the cost factored in.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do with Edge now? Because to me, the biggest story yesterday that I was looking for was Khalil Mack. Because, John, you had highlighted him in your Honolulu blueprint.
Yeah.
I had highlighted him in my Honolulu blueprint. And why he made the most sense is you don't have to worry about the salary cap beyond this season. You don't have to worry about, you know, jumping through hoops and who can we keep. It was going to be a one-year deal. A one-year deal at a critical position. I kind of would have been comfortable with that, too. But to see him go for 1 year with the Chargers, and maybe he just preferred to stay out there, boy, it would have been worth the Lions' efforts to pay him even a little more to get him in a Lions uniform. Because it doesn't F up any of the cap moving forward, and it makes them better at the edge position. He's durable. He plays the run. He plays the pass. That's the one that really gets me yesterday.
And we know that on the edge, they've been willing to sign veterans.
Yep.
And he is a guy that I talk about this all the time, and I feel like sometimes it's very annoying. You need to be available. The reason I don't want to go sign a Joey Bosa is I just can't trust him to be available. And I know he's not going to cost anywhere near what Khalil Mack was going to cost. He won't cost anywhere near a Trey Hendrickson or the pipe dreams that we had before about Myles Garrett. But if you're paying him, you want him to at least be on the field. And I don't trust that he could be on the field. That's why I like the DJ Reed signing. Not that he's a step above Carlton Davis, but he is in terms of availability.
He'll be there in a playoff game.
You hope.
It's the thought. Steve in Mount Clemens, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just bear with me here. I think that the whole league is just gotten real impulsive here. I mean, I'm listening to these signings. None of these quarterbacks impress me. I mean, whoever wants to give Fields $40 million, God bless you.
Right.
You know, and Darnold, you know, he's just, you know, coming off a pretty decent year. But when push came to shove, he crapped his pants. So if Seattle wants to give him $100 million, God bless you. I mean, now all of a sudden defensive ends are getting $100 million plus. And so my point is, I like Brad Holmes' wait and see. I like his patience. We're going to see what happens in the draft. We're going to see who gets cut from teams during the camps. And then we'll take it from there. I like their approach. I don't think Brad Holmes is going to be impulsive. I think he's shown that in anything he does. So, you know, I mean, these teams, let's be honest, I think 80% of these teams with these contracts, they're not going to pan out.
Or with their mistakes. I mean, oh, yeah, Steve, the history of the NFL with free agency is littered with big winners of the offseason regretfully cut the same players 18 months later or 2 years later.
Or trade them like Jonah Jackson.
Right. You don't want to be the team that spends the most in free agency because that means you're building the majority of your roster with cast-offs, with players who are a little later in their career and are looking to get their big payday. You don't want to be the team that builds your roster that way.
New England?
New England is a great example. Like, I don't think this is going to be some transformative offseason for them. There are far more there's exceptions, but there are far more teams that end up screwing it up by overspending in free agency. That doesn't mean you do nothing. The Lions need to be strategic.
And they didn't do nothing.
Correct. Well, as of right now, they've kind of just kept things status quo. We all wanted them to get better.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's more free agency to happen.
You promise?
I promise.
They didn't end free agency yesterday?
And there's a draft. I promise.
Thank you.
There will be a draft.
We'll talk a little hockey. Keep the football in the mix. It's 97-1.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.